Overture to Death by Niall Marsh. Read by Rick Jerram. Chapter 1. The Meet at Pen Cuckoo. Jocelyn Jernigan was a good name. The seventh Jocelyn thought so, as he stood at his study window and looked down the vale of Pen Cuckoo toward that precise spot where the spire of Salisbury Cathedral could be seen through field glasses on a clear day. "Here I stand," he said without turning his head, "and here my forebears have stood, generation after generation, and looked over their own tilth and tillage. Seven Jocelyn Jernigans."
"I'm never quite sure," said his son Henry Jocelyn, "what tilth and tillage are. What precisely, father, is tilth?"
"There's no feeling for that sort of thing," said Jocelyn angrily, "among the present generation. Cheap sneers and clever talk that mean nothing."
"But I assure you I like words to mean something. That is why I ask you to define a tilth. And you say, the present generation. You mean my generation, don't you? But I'm 23. There is a newer generation than mine. If I marry Dinah..."
"You quibble deliberately in order to lead our conversation back to this absurd suggestion. If I had known..."
Henry uttered an impatient noise and moved away from the fireplace. He joined his father in the window, and he too looked down into the darkling vale of Pen Cuckoo. He saw an austere landscape, adamant beneath drifts of winter mist. The naked trees slept soundly, the fields were dumb with cold, the few stone cottages, with their comfortable signals of blue smoke, were the only waking things in all the valley.
"I too love Pen Cuckoo," said Henry, and he added with that tinge of irony which Jocelyn, who did not understand it, found...